Eleanor's Walk Trail, the pond's wildlife. The trail, including the steep hill, was a road built by FDR in 1940. This was one of his favorite places to drive and park his car for a rare moment of tranquility and enjoy a view of this small pond. What his casual observance may not have readily revealed is that this habitat supports an amazing diversity of amphibian and bird life, as well as an uncommon reptile.
In New York State, Blanding's turtle is classified as a threatened species, pretty much the same as being an endangered species. And that means that it's in trouble here. Its habitat is fragmented. It has declined in numbers over the last 50 years or so. So here at Valkill, we only have a very small population of Blanding's turtles left, and we're trying to preserve the ones that we do have.
Dave Hayes, Chief of Natural Resource Management for the National Park Service, is concerned about the future of Blanding's turtle.
Well, first of all, you need to know where they are and how many you have. So the first step is to identify the numbers that you have in the park. Right now we have six individuals that we've marked, and so we can retrap them and relocate them, try to figure out which areas they're using so we can protect those areas, especially in the nesting season, which is June and early July.
Discovering and documenting the health of amphibians here at the pond has been the work of the Searching for Salamanders group, an educational outreach program of the Roosevelt Vanderbilt National Historic Sites. A survey transect, a strip of ground along which ecological measurements of salamanders are taken at regular intervals, has been monitored by a team of middle school students, led by education specialist Suzanne Norris.
I love salamanders. I call them environmental indicators. They breathe through their skin. They're very sensitive to the environment. So if anything's not right, you can probably get some indication that something's out of balance. Kids just love these creatures. What's really fun about it is some of them have never seen a salamander before. The first time they pick up a board to look underneath and see the salamander, they are just so excited, besides themselves. So the teaching is all authentic. And not only are they having fun, but they're collecting data for the Park Service. My hope is that they will be so inspired to learn more about these creatures, love the environment, and want to protect it in the future.
We encourage you to look and listen for some of the other residents of the Woodland Pond habitat. Dave Hayes.
Wood duck have nested around this pond. Lots of wood warblers go through this area in spring migration. You can hear the call of the oven bird all year long in the woods here. Wood thrush and scarlet tanager, green herons have been seen in this pond. It's a very rich avian spot. One of the species that we see occasionally that is a special concern species in New York State, which means it's rare, is the Cooper's hawk, which has nested near this pond.
Thanks to the work of the National Park Service, this prized view has been made all the more valuable. Today, as you visit, look and listen and share what FDR and Eleanor experienced during their visits to the pond.